Driving down Cortlandt Street at the Connector Overpass, you've probably seen Folk Art Park. On one side of the street, there are animal cutouts like a snake, a dog, and a cow, extending from flat rolling green hills. Across the street, there are Russian doll-styled heads, colorful and as tall as passing pedestrians. Folk Art Park was a public art piece installed for the 1996 Atlanta Olympics. And despite humid Atlanta summers, snowpocalypses, and smog alerts, it's still standing. Gabby Watts brings us this story on how Atlanta has been able to conserve Olympic public artworks through the years.
A few weeks ago, I drove around downtown Atlanta with Robert Witherspoon. He's the public art conservation and maintenance specialist for the City of Atlanta's Office of Cultural Affairs.
We're at Dobbs Plaza at the corner of Bort Street and Auburn Avenue. This artwork is entitled Through His Eyes. It's a monument dedicated to John Wesley Dobbs, who was a civil rights leader in the Sweet Auburn community.
This huge bronze memorial is John Wesley Dobbs' head, built like a mask so you can see through the sculpture's eyes. It was one of 26 new sites for public art installed for the 1996 Atlanta Olympics.
This artwork was just restored within the last 2 weeks. So that involved cleaning carefully the entire bronze and putting a new patina on the bronze.
And all of those artworks are still standing because of the work of many organizations in Atlanta dedicated to public art maintenance and repair. Before the Olympics started, former Mayor Maynard Jackson created the Corporation of Olympic Development in Atlanta, or CODA, a nonprofit meant to ensure that the infrastructure benefits of the Olympics extended beyond the 17 days of athletics. Clara Axum was the president and CEO of CODA and in charge of transforming the streets of Atlanta for the future. She said that at that time, Atlanta only had functional streets.
Pavement, no trees, no lights, no streetscape, no personality. And we were a new city, announcing ourselves to the world.
Along with improving pedestrian circulation in neighborhoods, public art was one of CODA's big initiatives.
One perspective was to celebrate our cultural heritage. A second kind of agenda was just to beautify and dignify our environment. And the third piece, I think, was really to do something that made our streets something more than functional.
CODA was never intended to be a permanent organization, and after it closed its doors in 1997, Clara and some other CODA folks started the Atlanta Public Arts Legacy Fund, APAL for short. Since then, APAL has given out 175 grants for Olympic artworks, totaling about $500,000. Those funds go towards simple maintenance efforts like washing the pieces, but sometimes contribute to more extensive and expensive repairs. Of course, APAL is just one funding stream for maintaining Olympic public art. The Office of Cultural Affairs, for example, is doing restoration work later this year at Folk Art Park with a grant from the Georgia Department of Transportation. On top of that, since the 1970s, again under Maynard Jackson, there has been a percent per art program where 1.5% of all city capital projects goes toward public art. That's for new projects and for maintenance. Even with these efforts, though, there hasn't been enough funding to keep all of the Olympic pieces in tip-top shape. But Atlanta infrastructure, which includes public art, is in the midst of the biggest facelift since the Olympics.
The Renew Atlanta Bond Program is a $250 million bond program that was passed by the voters March of last year.
Here's Faye DiMassimo, the general manager of Renew Atlanta.
We have about $57 million under contract of work going on throughout the city, including the public artwork, but also work to city buildings and other infrastructure in the city and our transportation system.
Eddie Gunderson is Renew Atlanta's project manager for art restoration, and he's identified 9 pieces that need immediate attention.
So we looked at those works that were in disrepair, as well as where they were located and what kind of impact that do they have on not only the city, but of course, you know, the surrounding areas for which they are located.
One of Renew Atlanta's projects was the John Wesley Dobbs Memorial, that artwork at the beginning of this story. Atlanta did have a number of public art sites before 1996, But because of the Olympics, Atlanta added pieces to central areas and moved and restored existing ones. The Games also opened up conversations about the impact of public art on quality of life and initiated plans on how to better maintain and restore public art. And like it did for so many things in Atlanta, the Olympics elevated Atlanta's art to an international stage.
It did wake up Atlanta. I mean, we had been working in the direction of being an international city. That's probably a mild way to say we had for years presented ourselves as, but it was more presentation than it was substance. During the Olympics, it allowed us to realize the vision that we spoke for ourselves.
One of the stops on my public art tour with Robert Witherspoon was at the corner of Boulevard and Freedom Parkway, in front of the iconic Martin Luther King Jr. silhouette. That's the steel sculpture that's right at the entrance of the connector, with Martin Luther King's hand extended out, like a welcoming to those approaching the Atlanta skyline.
This artwork is entitled Homage to King. It's by an artist named Javier Medina Campani from Barcelona, Spain.
So here's the making of an international city, one of Atlanta's most iconic structures, the art that appears on tourist brochures, postcards, and hundreds of hashtag Atlanta Instagram posts that wasn't created by an Atlanta artist, not even an American, but by an artist across the Atlantic Ocean. For City Lights, I'm Gabby Watts.